Let's go on an acid trip, man. The Who, they were there. They were at Woodstock. Well, the Woodstock folks are now releasing through Rhino Records the complete, all the songs, everything, 36 hours except for like three tunes.
Three full days of peace, love, music, and bad acid.
It costs you $800. But you're also going to get, it might be worth it because you're gonna get the stage announcements, which include the warnings about the acid. So let's listen to some of this stuff here from Woodstock.
Yeah,
various
the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
Is it printed on there or what?
On the acid?
Yeah, the printed warning?
Yeah, check your labels, folks.
Yeah.
Form that somebody somewhere is giving out some flat blue acid. It is poison. That's deadly serious, man. I just informed we got 4 or 5 people who are a little sick from it. 15.
You're the dude. Hey, 15, man. Get the numbers right,
man. Some
other
dudes just came down with it, man.
And it's also blue. It's not just the brown.
It's the flat blue.
Flat blue, man.
We understand that there's some green acid around.
Ah, the green's bad, too.
It's not quite as good as what you might suspect.
It's been stepped on.
Is there any acid that's good? Yeah. We got green, we got blue, we got brown, and it's all bad.
Hate to belabor the point, but I will say it again in case nobody heard me the first time. There is someone giving out some flat blue acid. It is poison. There are 15 people who are very ill from it.
There's been a little tremor of paranoia running through the audience.
There's somebody out there.
A tremor of paranoia.
There's something.
Those of you who have partaken of the green acid, if you would, as soon as convenient, please go to the hospital tent.
As soon as you can get up
out of that, you know, gummy chair that you're sitting in.
I've just had a conversation with a gentleman who's been looking to try to trace down some of these little blue and green pills. They're quite dangerous. You don't need that.
If you're on a bummer.
If you're on a bummer.
If you can't handle what's been going down, please be assured that there's no bust, there's no hassle.
Now, people have been saying that some of the acid is poisoned. It's not poisoned. It's just bad acid. It's manufactured poorly.
Oh, no. Okay.
So the lines, the perforated lines aren't square.
Yeah.
So anybody that thinks they've taken some poison, forget it. And if you feel like experimenting, only take half a tab, okay?
Surgeon General's warning.
It's easier to edge up than it is to edge down. Once you're
going. You can still ride it, just, you know, in moderation, please.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You know, all us people from the Bay Area, we're real LSD freaks. We take a lot of LSD. We've taken a lot of LSD. We know what LSD is. But I'll tell you one thing. The stuff that they're passing out here today may or may not be LSD, but there's a chance that you won't have a very good trip. Now, what you're supposed to do after you know that is you're supposed to stop taking it. Now, if you've taken it already, don't worry because you're not poisoned and you won't die. But if you haven't taken it, I would recommend that you don't take it and just listen to the music and wait till you can get some stuff that you know is good, if that's your inclination.
I got a dropper over here if you want to come by and get some clear liquid.
Yeah, man, it sounds like this the whole thing is like, there's probably some guy, there's probably a guy who, okay, so we heard the blue, the green, and the brown is bad.
Yeah.
So there's probably a guy who had like red acid, and he saw all this competition with all the other colors, so he probably started spreading rumors that it was like all these other colors.
Yeah, the brown, the green, man, all that's bad.
But you know, the red, that's what you can do.
Anything
that's
on paper's bad. You got to go with sugar cube.
Common sense. Right on.
Sorry about those who got the green.
Sorry about
we
that.
Got a whole lot of orange.
Orange
sunshine.
It.
You got the orange sunshine.
It's the orange sunshine people who started all this.
And it was fine.
And it was fine.
still is fine. Everybody's vibrating.
There is a bit of acid sickness going around. Let's not pass anything to anybody else tonight. Let's just hang together. Anything that could be dangerous, let's just forget about it. Let's just make the festival, not the other stuff. With all of this, ain't nothing can make you high as this.
Well, apparently, if we remember right, somebody gave Carlos Santana the right stuff because he was like out of his mind.
He was whacked when he hit the stage.
One of my favorite things about, because they're re-releasing all this on, you know, what did you say? How many CDs? 38
discs.
It was on like one of those, you know, movie channels or something, Woodstock. And I remember sitting down with Brittany and my daughter at the time, and she couldn't have been no more than 10 maybe. And I said, this is one of the greatest concerts of all time. You got to watch it. And she was getting into going to concerts and things like that and, you know, liking music. And the part she saw was at the end when Jimi Hendrix is playing. And there's people wandering around in the mud looking for their shoes. And it's just like, that doesn't... And Jimmy doesn't sound good. It sounds terrible. And she's like, that concert doesn't look fun at all. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, apparently not. Especially for some of these people.
Yeah.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish.
Don't eat any
of the acid. Is the salt bad too, man? Yeah, what kind of trip am I going to go on that?